Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. I'm so glad that you guys have decided to continue joining me on this teaching as far as God's promises for the righteous. And I believe I've covered maybe 7 to 8 titles already, from protection to peace to help to needs to our prayer. And I believe there's a couple teachings for God's promises for those who have children, for the children of the righteous. I want to dedicate this teaching on the subject of trust, because there is so many wonderful promises for the righteous when they decide to trust God. And now that's, I know, even for myself personally, it's easier said than done. It's so easy to tell people, you know, just don't worry about it. Whatever you're dealing with, just trust God, you know, because we are, you know, obviously we are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a physical body, but we are kind of moved by our senses, right? It's easier for us to trust somebody we can see, feel, touch, and hear than God, who is a spirit. That's where the challenge comes. But I do believe as you get to know God, as you get to spend time with him, as you get to experience his love and goodness for you, you come to a point where you start trusting him. So it's kind of like trust is built from one experience to another. So it's not, I don't think it's fair to tell people who haven't experienced that, just trust God. We can tell them, come to learn how to trust God, maybe. I think that would be easier to receive than just telling somebody who's never experienced God's goodness in their lives, who doesn't know him, who doesn't know his character, just to tell him, just trust God. So I want to start by talking about what's the opposite of trust before I really get into the verses on God's promises for the righteous when they trust God. So the opposite of trusting is not trusting, right? Obviously. So if we don't trust God, what are we doing? We're pretty much relying on ourselves. You know, we believe we're independent and self-sufficient, and we have everything we need to deal with whatever situation, to just deal with life, whatever it throws at us, right? And if we're not, and if we feel like we're not sufficient, we have something else or somebody else that we can rely on, such as a spouse, such as a parent, such as a friend, such as our finances. Something else is security for us where we can trust if we can't deal with the situation, right? So when we don't trust God, our trust is in something else other than God. And also, when we don't trust God, what do we tend to do? We tend to worry. We tend to be concerned. We tend to have anxiety. We tend to panic. You know, I've known people who've had panic attacks because they worry so much, and it gets to a point where they have a physical manifestation of that worry and anxiety. It gets to a, you know, high level of creating panic attacks for them. So, and again, the opposite of that is praying, worshiping, and trusting God. Another thing I want to share with you guys before I get into scripture is, remember when, actually there's a scripture that I'm going to talk about later that has to do with what I'm saying. When we trust God and God is telling us, don't be anxious about anything, cast your cares on me, which I'm going to share verses on those, you know, trust in me, what happens? It frees up our mind. It frees up that real estate in our mind. If there's no worry, anxiety, and fear, and it's just trust, like that trust is ruling in our mind, in our body, in our soul, then our mind can actually do what it was created to do, right? To be productive, to be fruitful, to be a creator, to create things. So this is so obvious that enemy, from any chance he gets, he tries to bring worry and anxiety and fear on us, because then once our mind is occupied with that, there's no more room to be productive and fruitful. There's no more room to be creative, right? And remember, we were created by God to be children of God, but also to bear fruit. Remember, God told Adam and Eve, you know, I give you authority over all the hands of my work, all my creations. Go increase and be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful, which means we were created to be fruitful, right? Not just to be idle, not just to consume, not just to be selfish, but we were created to bear fruit for other people, for God's purpose. Okay, so now that I just got that out of the way, I just want to share a few verses on what happens when we don't trust God, or what's God's commandments for us in order for us to trust him. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. The great promise in this scripture is that he, once you come to him and ask him for help, right, and not lean on your own understanding, wisdom, ability, knowledge, whatever it is, but trust in God, he's saying that he will make your path straight. So I think that's a wonderful promise. Okay, Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So remember just the first part, just focus on that. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Does that cover some of the things? Does that cover sometimes anxious? No, it covers everything. Whatever you're facing with, it's covered under that. It says, don't be anxious about it, but do three things. Come before God, ask him for help, right? By prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. Give him thanks, even in that circumstances. Find something to be thankful for. Thank him that he's the ultimate power and in control. And then it says, what's going to happen? It says that his peace, that it's, you can't even understand it, will guard your heart and your mind. What does it mean? It's going to kick out any anxiety, any fear, any worry that you have, even though your problem may still be there, because sometimes, maybe a lot of times, takes time once we pray for that problem to go away, but God is working on it. But in the meantime, you'll have peace. How wonderful is that? 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Again, it's kind of like the previous verse that I said, but 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast. I've talked about this before. As a fisherman casts the net, let's say into the lake or into the river, cast, throw off all your anxiety on who? On Jesus. Why? Because he cares for you, guys. You are his child. He loves you. He cares for you. Okay? So don't try to handle it yourself. All right, now we're going to get into scripture for God's promises on those who choose to trust him. Psalm 32:10 says, many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. I love the word unfailing love, which means God's love cannot fail you. Whatever you say or do have, no matter how bad you mess up, it says his love for you is not going to change. But his love is for the ones who what? Who trust him. Okay, you guys, unfailing love will be all around you if you trust God. Okay, another verse I want to share is Psalm 56:3. It says, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and I'm not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? So this is David praying to God, is saying, when I'm afraid, what am I going to do? I'm going to come and trust you. I'm going to put my trust in you. And why should I be afraid anymore after that? Because you're the ultimate power. You're the only Lord. What can men do to me? Another verse, and this is Psalm 22:4 says, in you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted you. They trusted and you delivered them. And this is basically referring to when the Israelites had to go into battles. You know, there were groups of them who just relied on their, you know, manpower and how much weapons they have, how many soldiers they have on their army, basically. But then there was kings who didn't have that, who were very limited, but they turned and they prayed to God and they asked for help and they actually won. And this is what that scripture is referencing. Because they trusted in you, you gave them victory. All right. Jeremiah 17:7-8. I hope you guys are taking notes because this is a wonderful one to remember. The blessings that come from trusting God. It says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. So many promises, you guys, in this passage. First of all, it says the one who trusts in God, they are blessed. And that gives an example. It's like a tree planted by by water, right? Which means it's getting all its nourishment, everything it needs to stay healthy and strong, it's already provided for them. And it says when there is no fear, because it does not fear when the heat comes. So in other words, when drought comes, when trouble comes, it has no fear. Why? Because it's connected to pretty much a lifeline, right? We're connected, we're children of God, and He watches over us. And then it says it has no years in a year of drought. How many people worry if the stock market goes down? How many people worry when there's something going around that they might catch? But this one is saying, this verse is saying, if you trust in the Lord, that person will not worry about these things. Okay, Psalm 143, 8 says, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. So in this verse, David not only is talking about God's unfailing love that he felt when he woke up in the morning because he trusts in the Lord, he's also saying that, give me wisdom which direction I should go. Which is a wonderful advice for us when we're trying to choose which path we should take. Okay, there's a lot more verses, you guys. I'm not sure if I will be able to cover all, but just feel free just to do a Google search on Bible verses on trusting God. But one more, Psalm 84:12 says, Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Blessed. You guys, look up the word blessed in dictionary. It means being complete, whole, not lacking anything in every single area of your life. That's what blessed means. But again, you guys, just remember, to be able to build that trust, just think about, why do you trust your parents? Or why do you trust your siblings? Or why do you trust a friend that you grew up with? Why do you trust a coworker or a neighbor or somebody that's close to you? Because you've done life with them. You spend time with them. You've seen them in action over and over and again. And you come to a point where you know this person is reliable. This person I can count on. You've experienced life with them. Therefore, you trust them. And that's how your trust is going to be built in God Almighty. And that's how all these promises, then you can receive them, right? God is not holding back those promises, but we have to know how to receive them. So you guys, I think it's really important, decide to spend time with God. If you have to, you know, put it on your calendar, do it. If it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, whatever you can, and you might say, you have no idea how busy I am with my schedule. Trust me, I know. I know how busy people can get. I've lived and I'm living those busy lives myself, but again, with all the technology, you know, you guys can have the Bible read to you from your phone. Just download one of the Bible apps on your phone and hit the microphone and let it read to you. You could do that while you're driving. You drive, right? Or if you go on a walk, or if you're doing some chores around the house, you can have the Bible read to you. And at the same time, choose to spend time as far as going before God, thanking Him. You know, the Bible says, come into His presence with thanksgiving and praise. Praise Him and thank Him for all the wonderful blessings in your life. And then, yes, unload your troubles to Him, because He wants you to. He wants you to talk about your problems and say, I'm casting them onto you for you to resolve this, because I don't know what to do. You tell me what to do, right? And this is a wonderful way of trusting God, is maybe start a journal. Whatever trial next time you face, or if you're facing now, just, you know, pour out your heart to God, put a date. And then, you know, that trial is going to come to an end. Every trial has an expiration date. It's not forever. And at the end, see how the results were, how you came out of it, how it turned out to be. And you'll see, because you got God involved, because you went before Him, you asked for His help, because you claimed His promises, you'll see how the end result is completely different, so much better than if you had been on your own. And this will build your trust, because next time you go through a trial, go back to your journal and see how God delivered you that time, how He helped you. So when you do this over and over again, with every time you face something, you're going to say, wow, God honestly answered so many of my prayers. He helped me so much. And the next time a trial comes, you're going to have trust in Him, because you've seen Him in action before. And, you know, the purpose of reading scripture is to learn about His character and to receive wisdom from His word. So I hope this teaching helped you on God's promises for the ones who choose to trust in Him, but also how trust comes to be formed between us and our Heavenly Father, the Creator of the world, who loves us so much. So hold on to those scripture. I hope you took notes and you can use them. But until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.